every morning. Well, yesterday, South Sudanese lawyers had a symposium on opportunities and challenges of the legal profession in South Sudan. Now, there could be a prospective lawyer. Who's listening to us, and those studying the law at the university, and those who want to study the law and become part of the legal profession. Well, this is for you, and we also want to understand the state of the legal profession in South Sudan, because the law is the law, and it has quite a long arm that reaches all of us. Now, in the studio, we have Advocate John Con Kele and Advocate Deng John. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Right. So, yesterday, you met with your colleagues to discuss about the challenges and opportunities in your profession. So, what prompted you to have this symposium? I'll start with you, Advocate John.
Thank you very much, Irene Lasu, for hosting us this morning. Taking us to host the symposium for yesterday, it was because our South Sudan Bar Association, since inception in 2009, we have a lot of challenges that are facing us. This is why we agreed that to hold these symposiums. And then when the Bar Association was established, our colleagues were not less than 50 advocates. But now we have more than 2,200 advocates in the Republic of South Sudan, practicing in Juba, in the various states of the Republic of South Sudan. And then we have a lot of challenges. We want to educate them. We want to organize the Bar Associations, because since the inception, we did not get the opportunities to hold this symposium and seminaries, conferences. This is why we held the symposium yesterday, to discuss our challenges and then to see the way forward.
Okay, so speak about organizing the Bar Association. Why is it important to reorganize?
Because since the inception of the Bar Association in 2009, and then by then we were practicing under the New Sudan Advocacy Act of 2003, is one of the New Sudan laws, and then it was repealed in 2013 by the current Advocate Act. And then in 2014, we tried to hold a general election of the Bar Association, and then we did not succeed. But these days, there is a general election that is going on in the country. And then we want to invite our colleagues, because majority of our colleagues, they were not there in 2014. And then when the advocates was promulgated and assented by the president. So we want to educate them about the history of the Bar Association, about the function, the structure of the Bar Association, to let them know what are the structure of the Bar Association, and then what are the challenges that are facing us, and why we want to move ahead from the direction that we are.
Yes, Advocate Deng, what are some of those challenges you can just highlight to us that have affected you?
Thank you. Thank you, Irene. This is John Conclay. Yes, as you was introducing the program, laws is just a law, but it has a long arms that touch each and every one of us.
Okay.
And indeed, why do we want to organize the bar? We want to organize the bar so that we have an institution functioning well that can work as a mirror, not your radio, but the
like
real,
a mirror.
Like a mirror, to reflect each and every one of us, being the good governance, being the rule of law, and all those. And it has been never in place. The challenges were actually coming, and a lot of challenges is the fact that the working environment where the lawyers worked, when Irene has a problem with somebody and I go to present her in the court, some people took opportunities and start to be intimidating lawyers, so that Irene will now remain vulnerable because I'm looking for my safety.
Right.
It happened in front of the judges, it happened in front of the prosecutors, and those does happen simply because we don't have a bar that is strong. So does it affect lawyers only? No, it also affects the client who are looking for justice. Other challenges are the working environment offices that we run. Not everyone has a strong hand to establish a wonderful law firm that is operational. And when there is a bar, there will be a supporting hand. Other challenges are like some people, not every graduate of law, work as a lawyer. But they can work as administrators somewhere. The way they do compete here with you guys who are seeking for a job at the Udemy's, we need to empower our colleagues that enter the classes of law, finish, and are looking for a job somewhere. So those small challenges that I have just said, and specifically when coming to our fees, lawyers are backing clients. they are negotiating the fees, while our fees are very minimum. Mm. And we thought lawyers' fees is non-negotiable.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, because if you can't negotiate the fee of the doctor that you are seeing in the clinic, why would you negotiate the fee of the lawyer?
You've even gone five. We cannot negotiate in the supermarket.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much. Coming to you, Deng John, because we want to entice more lawyers who are studying. What are some of the opportunities that are in South Sudan for those who are looking forward to becoming lawyers?
Thank you very much for those who want to become a lawyer. We have the advocacy. They can practice as an advocate after they've gone through the training of 1 year. They can apply to be a judicial assistant at the judiciary of the Republic of South Sudan. They can apply also to be the legal assistant at the Minister of Justice, and they can be law lecturers at the University of Juba or other various universities that they have a school of law. Mm. And then they can work at any institution that they are eligible to work on that particular institution. Mm. In Republic of South Sudan, we have 4 law schools. Law schools, they graduate a lot of our colleagues in the country. This is why you have seen the number of the advocates have increased quickly from in 2014, we were 2006 advocate, but now we are more than 2,000 advocate in the Republic of South Sudan. And then the working environment, as my learned colleague Kone stated, is not good. This is why we want to improve the working environment in the Republic of South Sudan so that we can attract our colleagues to work in the various legal profession in the Republic of South Sudan, such like the advocacy, the Minister of Justice, the judiciary, and other legal institution in the Republic of South Sudan.
Right. Thank you so much. And Advocate Kone, what barriers are on the way to accessing legal education and training for aspiring lawyers in the country?
Well, one of the barriers, and it is applicable for all of us, is make sure that you pass your secondary school well. And once you are in a school, don't expect that you will be much ahead just going without fulfilling all the good requirement or the credit hours that are needed for you. Mm. However, environment, the academic environment in South Sudan is not that
conducive
for each and every one of us. It's not only for law school students. We do also see that the fact that the school offering laws are less.
Right.
You are talking
so
about
what schools are those?
Those are the University of Juba as a school of law. You have College of Law also in the Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology. Mm-hmm. You have law school also in the Stafford University College.
Right.
And there is also law school in Star International University College.
Right.
These are 4 colleges. Mm-hmm. And of course, law is one of the attractive course that million of students want to join. Mm. So there is a need to increase those. Also, the premises of those universities do not provide enough space to accommodate more students. So that one act as a barrier. Otherwise, the Republic of South Sudan do not have barriers that say if you are not from there or from here, you cannot enter. Mm. No. Mm. It does not require a first degree somewhere in order for you to assess the legal profession.
You just have to pass your
secondary school.
Right.
Yes.
So what can be done to strengthen the legal education or to make the environment conducive?
Well, I can say it is something that has to do with our economic position as a country. Mm-hmm. When our economy is going well, of course, universities will increase their space. Because of these 4 universities, 2 are public universities.
Right.
I would encourage our colleague from, because I am a lecturer at the University of Juba, so I can call the other 2 universities that are private colleagues.
Right.
To double their effort and use their capacities to grow their school because they don't need to drive along with our budgeting that we go through as the public universities.
Mm.
And generally, Irene, I would want to say, to take this opportunity and say, law is a cross-cutting. and all of us need to pay attention to it.
Right.
So I'm happy that Mirai FM was doing that for us as lawyers, because our bar organization is important.
Right, we are your partners for peace.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Advocate Deng, as things stand, like you had Advocate Khan speak about all the challenges, looking at these challenges in the legal profession, from your perspective, what needs to be done first to improve?
What need to be done? We as an advocate, since the bar association was established, we don't have a bar office. One of the challenges facing us at the moment, as the election is going on, one of the priority will be to establish a bar office that can accommodate all the structures of the bar association, such as like the executive, the central committee, the bar council. So they need to sit in a permanent office so that they can operate and then to implement the objective and then the function and competencies that are enumerated in the Advocate Act and the Constitution. This is one of the priorities that we to improve the working environment. We need to have a bar office at the headquarters in Juba. Also, we have a bar association at the state's branches. Also, they need to have their own office to practice because we have a good number of advocates at the state level. As the number of advocates is 2,000 and above, we have not less than 150 advocates at the states. We have advocate in Bor, we have advocate in Turit, we have advocate in Upper Nile, we have advocate in Awil, and also in Wau and Kwajok. We don't have advocate in Unity States and plus Ruang Administrative Area, plus Bibor Administrative Area. All this state, they don't have a practicing advocate.
Why is that?
Because there is no judges, there is no courts, and there is no office for prosecutors.
Right.
Because advocate, they use normal practice where there is a judge and there is an office for prosecutors, because these are the arm of the justice system. Because you cannot open an office in Bantu where there is no judge, where there is no prosecutors.
Right.
And then this is one of our objectives in upcoming election, to improve the environment. This is one of the objectives of the symposium that was held yesterday.
Right.
It's one of the recommendations.
Con, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I have to add that Bar is among the civil societies, and Bar act as a judicial arm that keep pushing for the rights of people of a certain country, in that case for South Sudan. So it make us feel not okay that people in Bantu, in Unity State, in other areas like Ruweng and Pibor, have to go through arm of executive only decisions without being mirrored. And it's one of the things that we would call upon all lawyers, please, whatever team you are in, make sure that you go for the polling stations. Make sure that we practice our democracy with respect. Make sure that we organize our bar. Make sure that at the end you vote to bring in a leader that will make bar function for the interests of our people, for our own peaceful existence. Rule of law does not implement itself alone. It needs lawyers to be participants.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for making our time to speak to us. Going forward, Advocate Deng, what will make the legal profession in South Sudan quite attractive for the brilliant minds to flourish?
Okay, what make the legal profession in South Sudan to be very attractive? We want to improve. One improvement of the environment is one of the things that attract the advocate. Like to, when they graduated from the universities, we have LTI, which is Legal Training Institute at the Minister of Justice. This institution need to be operationalized to attract or to train the advocate. In Sudan, we have a legal profession examination council. When you graduate from university, you don't have a right to practice. You have to go
before
through this institution to pass this exam.
Right.
And then after that, you will be eligible to practice as an advocate, legal counsel, or a judge in any one of these legal institutions. These are one of the things that can make the profession to be very attractive in the Republic of South Sudan.
Right.
There is other things that can make the environment to be very attractive. We need to train our colleagues to improve their learning so that they can fight for the right of the citizen of the Republic of South Sudan, because we, as an advocate, we have the role to participate in the rule of law in the democracy, to review the laws in the Republic of South Sudan, to educate the citizen about their right, to empower the women about their right, girls, children. Since the promulgation of the Child Act, for example, in 2000, In it, we have a child commission. This commission was not established since 2008. It is one of the very important commission need to be established to take care of the children's rights. As South Sudan is a party to some treaties and international convention related to child rights. These are the work of the advocate. We need to stand for the right of the citizen of the Republic of South Sudan. Our colleagues need to be empowered, need to be educated so that they can carry out their duties and
Thank you so much. Yes, Advocate John, would you like to jump in just 1 minute?
Yeah, I think one point that is left out to make our profession attractive to the brilliant mind that are pushing to join law school is the fact that as a lawyer you are self-employed. And once you are self-employed, you earn good earning. So the fact of our legal fee that I said are non-negotiable, we need to establish a regulation that state what a legal fee should be. And once that money is there, of course, what else do you want to be healthy and to be happy? You need to have some money in your pocket.
Of course.
So that will make it attractive.
Right.
And opportunities. Every commission somewhere being formed, whatever it is, it always need a lawyer. So our work is attractive. You need to join the law school.
Right. Thank you so much, Advocates John Con Kele and Deng John. Thank you so much for your time.